What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dad Strides. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to the Dad Strides Running Podcast.
Dude, take it from the top. Take it from the top.
Okay. Sorry. Wow. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dad Strides Podcast, the running podcast all about getting those tired dad legs moving again. I am your newest dad, Caleb Babcock.
And it's your favorite dad, Niles. And we're back, a new year, the same us.
Happy New Year.
Trying to figure out
same
running.
Same us, still screwing up the intro.
Trying to figure out how to be dads, good husbands. I don't know.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. We're a couple weeks into the new year, but I'm still not writing 2022. Like when I write dates on forms, I'm still putting 21, having to scratch it out, classic, and then put 22 like a child.
Dude, I'm still putting 2020. I honestly feel like 2021 was such a gap. Maybe because we had the kid in 2021.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It is funny. Speaking of writing, like we don't write anymore. Like I don't like write anymore. So when I write on like a form, because when I was at the doctor's office, I'm like writing all these words. I'm like, this is illegible.
I have forgotten.
Why
is my wrist hurt? I wrote down like three words.
Yeah. It's like, it looks more like, and it's like, I can't write cursive to save my life anymore. That's for damn sure.
No,
like if someone
sure.
told you to go write in cursive, could you do it?
I could definitely write my name.
Like, I don't think I could even write my name. It would be, like, you wouldn't be able to read it. It would be wrong. It would, like, it not be spelled wrong, but, like, the characters would be wrong.
Yeah.
Also, what a waste of freaking time.
It is hard. What a waste of it.
What a waste of freaking time. Like.
And I bet the teachers were so frustrated back in school, like, all right, gotta get a bunch of 10-year-olds to write in cursive. Like, that's so
frustrating. I bet you I got a bad grade in the class because I couldn't write in cursive well. And then I just got a bad grade, and it was just like, what a worthless.
I remember in our elementary school, above the chalkboard was like all the letters of cursive, but with an animal that represented it above it. Did you have that?
Yeah, it'd be like the uppercase and the lowercase printed, and then the uppercase, lowercase cursive, and then like an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aardvark or something like
Aardvark.
That.
An anteater.
Bear.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just going to say too, I cannot believe my daughter is 9 months old. That's like time. Time has glitched for me. I can't believe how old she is. Anyways, new year. Happy to be back on the pod. Thanks, everybody. We took a nice break. Again, we're just trying to be as consistent as we can with life, with work, and everything else we got going on. But Niles, let's just get right to the freaking point.
Right.
What happened today? Like, we had planned to record the pod. Last night, we were like, we're recording today. We're doing it. But then we woke up.
We're doing it.
Yeah. I woke up to Niles FaceTiming me with some crazy news.
So I get on Instagram, which I probably shouldn't be on Instagram in the morning, but I instinctually open up Instagram. I see I'm tagged in some BS, which is usually just BS, like, oh, I'm tagged in some like thing, you entered a contest, blah, blah, blah. And I look and it says winner. I look more closely and it says a winner, Caleb Babcock, running friend, Niles. And I think my first thought is like, how could they put everyone's name in and just tag everyone? So like everyone goes and looks at this post. And I was like, wait, you can't.
Yeah, some bot or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, well, that doesn't really, I don't know how you do that. So I kind of look closer and it basically is some fancy bougie running company that Caleb entered us into via a comment, which I want you to pull the comment up because it's very funny. It talks about me being a bougie boy. Or at least having bougie tendencies. I look and we essentially won.
We won.
We won.
Shout out to Craft Sportswear. Just got it.
Craft Sportswear.
It's a craft.
Very nice. I looked it up and just very nice gear. Gear that I can't afford on, you know, I can't afford that with a mortgage, but very nice gear. And we're sponsored.
But if you didn't have a mortgage,
if I didn't
like,
have a mortgage,
buy some of their gear.
Yes, if I didn't have a mortgage, and if I live someplace cold, I'd probably buy their gear too, because all their outerwear stuff looks legit, like all their warm running stuff, and their carbon plated shoes look insane. But yes, we're sponsored runners.
Yeah, I know we're a little bit hyper. That's why I was like, we have to record today and talk about this because like. Cool 2022 goals, whatever. We're essentially sponsored athletes for a year. So Craft Sportswear, shout out. Yeah, they're like a Swedish company. Their contest was Craft running scholarship, they called it, for 2022. You and
my
a friend.
My first ever scholarship.
So I think the first time I saw it, I've been following Kraft for a little bit, but they're new-ish to the American trail running scene. I think they're pretty big. They're a Swedish company in Europe and stuff. So anyways, shout out to Taylor Wolf. I think he commented first and tagged me because he had to tag a friend, you know, classic stuff. Dude, I can't believe we won still. So then I was like, all right, well, I'm going to enter. It's just a comment, guys, like a follow, a comment, whatever, the basic Instagram type of contest that you never think you win. So my comment was, I think they asked, like, follow us, what you should write, like, why you should win this scholarship. So my comment was, I think this scholarship should go to at Niles Gray because he likes being treated with the finer things in life. He's a bit bougie and is new to running, but would appreciate an experience like this. Quotes or parentheses.
Parentheses.
Especially if childcare is provided. And so, yeah, Niles FaceTimes me at like 7:30 this morning. I had just gotten up playing with Barry.
And I'm like, dude, did you enter us in some contest? And then Caleb goes silent. Caleb goes silent.
And I'm like, no, I don't think so. But okay, you guys, what we won essentially is kind of like what Kraft is. And I've emailed the guy. He hasn't gotten back to me. This just happened like 2 hours ago. Oh, so we're like processing it still. But we won two entries into Ultra Vasan. I think that's how you pronounce it. I looked it up. It's like Sweden's biggest trail race. It's a 90K, and I think they have a 45K. I believe it happens in August, but it's crazy because that's like a pretty big race. So I think that entry fee would normally be a few hundred bucks. We get the flights and accommodations paid for, which is insane, to Sweden. Yeah. So like TBD on what's all happening, but we're for sure going. Four pairs of shoes each. So that's eight pairs of shoes. And Kraft shoes are sick. They're like trail shoes. They have a carbon plate on one of them. I think they got some other models coming out. Not sure what this entails, but four full running outfits times two. So that's one for me, one for Niles. Four each. So we might have to do a giveaway because I could absolutely just give at least, I don't know, something away. I feel weird taking all this. But essentially, yeah, guys, we woke up to some sweet news. And yeah, how are you feeling, Niles? You're essentially my running friend now officially.
So my new identity, how I will introduce myself to people for this calendar year is the running friend.
Just running friend Niles Gray.
I am going to put that in my bio. That is going, I might get shirts. Maybe we should make merch that says running friend on it. Like, that is so funny to me. Yeah. It also is perfect because you obviously are the
running
more advanced
friend merch. I'm is writing that down. We're doing that.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Shout out to our merch.
But the race is in, did you say this already? It's in Sweden?
Yeah. So that's like the big hitter.
That is insane.
Getting international flights and accommodations.
Part of me is like, there's no way this is like real because it's like, just feels like some troll BS. They get us a share. I don't know. But part of me is also they're a legit company.
I bet we'll be treated like VIP if we go to that race too. They'll be like bougieing us up.
They do say something that really gets my bones tickled. Experience the life of a Kraft elite run team athlete. So this is going straight to my head. This is going straight to my head. I'm going to walk around San Clemente and be like, yo, what's up? Just got sponsored running. You know,
I'm an elite athlete for this year.
I am a freaking elite athlete. Dang, dude, their outerwear stuff is really sick.
It's super nice. They have crazy nice base layers. I've actually wanted to try some of their gear out too.
I think this is a brand that's like the buy once. It's like when you buy nice, you only buy once.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think this is that brand because I'm looking at this stuff and it's just like, it just looks like such cool.
And guys, this is not a plug yet. They're not sponsoring this podcast. I don't even know if they know we have a podcast.
They
probably do. But I take it through my personal Instagram. But all that to say, like, wow, Dad Strides just is off to a great start for 2022. We are elite athletes.
Man, that's just going straight to my head.
I know. Me too. But
yeah, I'm an elite athlete, no worries.
So here's the issue too. We're also, well, Niles more than me. I have a weird bummed ankle right now, and I'm 3 weeks out from Black Canyon.
This is not as good news.
No, this is part of being an elite athlete, dude. You're injured.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
What's going on? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we're elite. We're injured. Are you?
I'm just looking at the website. Oh, right.
What happened?
Yeah. So if you saw us post on Instagram, we posted me throwing some shoes away. Yes.
I think back up a little. You're off to some. You're off to a pretty good start of training, I'd say, for the last couple weeks.
I'm off to a decent start. I wouldn't say I'm super excited with where I'm at running. I've definitely had some like busy life stuff, but I've been, you know, it's been a decent start to my training block. But I've hit a snag in said training block because I basically hurt my foot. So I think what happened was those Rincon 2s, I started tracking the mileage in Strava a little late. So I think I was like, oh, I'm at like 270 on Strava. And then I realistically was probably at like 330 or something, which for some shoes is great. Yeah, like they were beat. And like you saw in the video, like they looked like hell. They looked like even worse in the video. I was like, damn, these things look ratchet as frick. But right after that run.
My running shoes look ratchet.
As frick. But right after that run, I remember looking at Kayla being like, dude, my foot's cramping. Like, that's weird. So I take my shoes off and it doesn't really go away. And I'm like driving and my foot hurts. And then we throw the shoes away and the pain just kind of doesn't leave. And then I have to fly home and I have a connecting flight in DFW. So I'm literally walking probably a mile and a half through the airport of just like trudging to my next gate. And with each step, I'm like, ouch, dude, this hurts. So I'm literally like limping, hopping, like trying to get through the airport, get on the plane. When you get on the plane, like your feet expand, kind of like with all the pressure, like you kind of, your feet and hands can get kind of puffy. And all of a sudden I'm just in a ton of pain on the plane thinking like, oh, maybe I just have like a cramp and now it's worsened because of blah, blah, blah. Come to learn that like basically the next day I can't walk. I go to the doctor. He thinks it's a stress fracture in kind of my outside heel area, like kind of like my lower heel. But we just got the scans back yesterday and the scans came back negative. So that's a great news and I can kind of walk on my toes now. Dealing with an injury. I think
what foot is it?
It's my right foot.
Oh, okay.
I think what happened was it's like I'm running in old shoes and we went to a trail. Well, the story starts with me going out in Austin, staying up too late, having, you know, 3 beers and a shot and then calling it quits, which is great because I wasn't drunk at all. But, you know, obviously dehydrated, getting 3 hours of sleep and then sleeping at the trailhead. I mean, Caleb and Carly go to the trailhead with me. I look at them and say, guys, I'm not running right now. Like, I'm going to set an alarm. I'm going to sleep for an hour.
Wait, maybe though that going out to Austin the night before saved your foot a little, because if you would have ran 10 miles with us, it would have gotten hurt more.
Totally.
I don't know.
Or it just wrecked my body and made me more prone to injury because I didn't sleep and I drank alcohol.
So yeah, we get to the trailhead and we pick up Carly, our awesome coworker who's a great runner. And we were all going to do like 10 miles on this. It was a beautiful trail. I can't remember the name, but just outside of Austin. And then Niles is like, dude, I'm sleeping. Like, so he needed some more sleep. Fell asleep at the trailhead. We started the run. We just did an out and back. And so we did like five out, five back. And Niles met us at the turnaround exactly the right time. So we caught him at like 3 miles out, you did. And then ran back together. But that sucks, dude. I mean, honestly, injuries kind of suck. I had some great weeks. The last few weeks, I've been having really good training. I feel strong. Nice. Volume's That's up. Good. But great. I just also, after that trip, I did 2 runs, so I just think it's ironic timing. I don't think it's actually related to also me running that trail in road shoes,
but you're a little banged up.
Yeah, my left ankle. I ran yesterday to test it, and it doesn't really hurt when I'm running, which is odd. It stiffens up overnight, so I don't know. I'm gonna give it we're recording this pod. What day is it? Tuesday, the 18th. Mm-hmm. I'm like 3 weeks out from this race, so this week was supposed to be big, and next week was my last big volume week, and then 2 weeks of tapering.
Okay.
So like, 3.5 weeks. I'm gonna probably take 2 days off right now. Let this thing ice it, compress it, and just like do all the right stuff. Either way, I'm still running the race. I'm just gotta figure this out. But I'm at like a good point in training where I don't want to waste all these good miles I've done.
Right.
My long runs, I'm like confident with like over 20 miles now. Feeling good. Yeah, feeling ready to race. Black Canyon's gonna be fun. The only thing I'm worried about is the heat. I was like starting to do some research on past years in Phoenix at like once it starts hitting like midday and late afternoon, because it's going to take me like my like high level goal is a sub 10 hour race. That's okay. Like, if I hit that, that's all things went probably pretty well. For a first 100K, I'm like, I don't expect everything to go well. I expect something to happen. But that's going to be a long day in the heat, so I don't know.
It's a very long day in the heat, yeah. Yeah,
and there's no trees at all, no like coverage. So I'm gonna probably wear my I'm gonna probably do my bucket hat, dude.
Oh well, the bucket hat's a must. It's just for swag factor. I actually got a bucket hat call out. This dude was like bucket hat, and I thought he was like kind of making fun of me. And I was like, I was pretty tired. I was really hungry, and I was on like mile 13, and I was running some vert, so my legs were toasted. And I'm kind of just like, yeah, dude, cool, keep running. And then he finds me on A buddy of mine finds him on Strava because he was like, saw a bucket hat, the only day I don't wear one. And then I got tagged in that post. And apparently he's like a bucket hat guy. Like he loves hats. And it was like the only day he hadn't worn a bucket hat running. And then he saw me and then just like lost it.
Oh my gosh. Wait, was he running the trails with you too? Like he's a trail runner?
So this was on the beach trail. So I was ending at the beach trail. It was the one that you told me to connect, and then I was all butthurt about it because I ran to my family to get dinner. Yeah,
man, a bucket hat guy. I wish I was that stoked on. I mean, I'm stoked on him, but like, that's so funny,
right? Yeah.
Just like, dude, bucket hat. Like the day he doesn't win,
and I'm just like,
you're like, okay,
I'm like, yeah, I'm just like breathing really hard, just like, okay, dude, cool.
You didn't know he was like the bucket hat legend of San Clemente.
Yeah, apparently he's a bucket hat ledge, and I'm following him on Strava now, so we're Strava homies.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Yeah, I think from my injury, I just basically for 3 days had my foot elevated, taking some pain medicine because it hurt, and then like just doing a ton of ice. And I, you know, maybe you can call it an existential running crisis. You can call it a crisis of running faith, you know, however you want to describe it. But basically, I was sitting here. I was like, I started running because I wanted to be athletic in everything else, right? Like I played flag football right before I saw you. And because I had 5 weeks of running, I like played a ton better. I was like sprinting, catching a couple interceptions, like just locking dudes down as a corner on defense. It was awesome. I was so hyped. My frattiness really came out that day. But, you know, 7 weeks ago when I played football, I pulled my groin within like 4 minutes. And it was only because I wasn't training
Right.
And then I was training now. So the reason I started running in the first place is to like not just be another chubby dad, but to like be athletically performing for as long as I can.
For flag football.
For anything. For flag football, for going to play soccer, for surfing. It's just like, you know, it's just like if you're running and you feel strong, that's just going to carry throughout the rest of your life.
You did tell me you were sore after that game of flag football, but you said you crushed it pretty good.
Yeah, I was so sore because I haven't sprinted in those 5 weeks. Like they're all new muscles, but generally endurance, like I was just able to run like basically a deep route every time. And everyone's getting really tired and I just didn't really stop getting tired. It was sick. A go route is technically what it's called because you just go. But, and then I was sitting on the couch, you know, hour four. I'm not good at doing nothing. So like I'm just losing my mind with my leg elevated.
That'd be
me
too,
grandparents have the kids. I'm just like, Sarah's at work. I'm like, this is horrible. And I realized, I was like, I got into running because I wanted to be good at everything else. And then suddenly running became the thing I was doing the most. So what's funny about now being an elite athlete, quote unquote, is yesterday I was basically telling Sarah, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like run really far anymore. I might just like run short and quick and like have fun and just like do 15 to 20 miles a week and efficiently and have there be a higher ROI because like you're spending less time. I'm not going to injure myself because I'm only going to go like 7 miles max and I get to run them faster. So I'm home quicker and it's more fun. And then the next day it's like, hey, you actually just got signed up for a 90K in Sweden. Hey, you're an endurance elite athlete. And the funniest thing about winning
the world's telling you to go, you got to get into, your body is built for long distance, Niles.
It's true.
Your mentality is too.
I'm faster than I look, but I'm still not that fast when it comes to like sprinting.
Faster than I look. Oh, Niles Gray, running friend. Faster than he looks.
Wait, that is such a good shirt. That's such a good shirt.
Faster than I look. That line is amazing. You kind of are though. You actually have you're really light on your feet for being thick.
But I got like thick shoulder. Yeah, I'm like built. I'm not scrawny at all. I mean, we've all seen the photos of my calves. Like, good grief. Like, those things, they don't work well, but they look great. You know what I'm saying?
But, like, in reality, compared to some big boy bros, like, you're pretty small. Like, you're not,
totally.
One of those dudes you stand next to, and you're like, oh, my word.
I'm middle of the
pack. You're what? We're the same height, right? 5'10", 5'11", right in there?
5'11", yeah. 5'11". A little over 5'11". But if I were to, like, lift a lot, if I were to, like, go to the gym, I would just grow wider, if that makes sense. You know? Because, like, I feel like if you would go to the gym, you would stay the same size and just get, like, more chiseled. Like, whenever I've worked out, it's like I see my shoulders, like, expand. Like a...
Nice.
It's like I'd be good at,
that's
like,
kinda awesome, though.
Or something. I mean,
I think eventually, maybe in, like, 10 more years, I do want to get, like... I want to get kind of bulked up, so I'll probably, like, spend the winter, like, doing some heavy chicken breast protein lifting regimen.
I literally thought, I was like, heavy chicken breast. I've never heard of that workout. I'm never going to a gym. I'm sorry.
I mean, let's be real. I'll float in
my backyard and do some push-ups. I don't know.
Dude, I flowed yesterday a little bit. I liked it.
Oh, did you? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I just kind of make it up, but like, I know I'm, it's like a nice, clean movement, and I do it really slow, so I'm like, okay, I'm doing
really something. Really quick. A guy we used to work with named Spencer, shout out Spencer, sent me an account called Kettlebell Exercise.
Flow Daddy?
Yeah, his name's Flow Daddy. No, his name is, it's a different guy. But basically, there's some kettlebell dudes that basically sell, oh no, this is him. Kettlebell Exercises. You click on his link in bio, and obviously you can go buy like these kettlebell classes, but there's one that's free, and it's basically like a kettlebell level one. And mm-hmm. I'm going to buy it, but it's like what size, what kind of workouts you should do, how to protect yourself from injury, and like a few workouts to get started. I think that's a great place to start is like actually learning how to do it because it feels really awkward.
Oh, also, go ahead.
No, go.
I was just going to say, didn't you admit to me that you bought a too heavy of a kettlebell?
Oh, yeah, I did. And I knew you were going to bring up a podcast. 35 is just a little gnarly. I'm just not strong enough yet. It's like I can do like 7 reps of like extending.
One-handed?
And then I'm just like, fuck, dude, it's heavy.
But your neighbor that told you to get that 35 is like,
He's thicker than I am. Like he's short and just stocky as F. So...
Yeah, thicker than a Snicker.
We need to talk about something, and it's how lucky you are.
What?
I have never met someone else in my life who wins more of these freaking raffles in BS.
Won an Instagram. I don't think I've
list
won
off
Instagram
the things
content.
that you've won. You won a really nice tripod.
Oh, that's true. That was years ago.
You won a Movi, and you gave it to Sean. I was there.
Yeah, I've also so. I remember
Let's hear more.
No,
you
there's
all
not
the pie,
that many.
All the pie bullshit, you walk in a circle and they stop and then you win the pie, I guarantee you won at those.
The church harvest carnival. Yes. Yeah, I took home so many cakes.
You're like anointed with these. And then I'm just the friend.
You are the running friend, yeah. Gosh, I'm making that shirt today. if this pod's out and there's a link in the description, hopefully I'll have made that shirt. Yeah, the first one I won, so I skateboarded at this contest when I was probably like 13, 14.
Oh, dude, you won
the
a
Woodinville,
contest?
Woodinville Skate Park. No, so I skated. I did okay, but I didn't get top three there, so there was no prizes. probably got like fifth or something, probably fell on some easy trick. Anyways, I ended up winning the raffle that day. So they also did a big raffle, so everyone after all like the age group stuff was over, they did a raffle, and everyone gets a raffle if you even like show up or pay for it, or if you skated and you got the raffle. Right. Anyways, I won the raffle. So I got a bigger prize than like maybe not than first place, but I got like a deck, a backpack, some new trucks and wheels, and I like won the raffle that day, which was pretty sick.
Guys, I'm not kidding.
That was my first big one.
Caleb has an anointing on his life to win this stuff. I have never won anything like this ever. And the only reason I'm winning now
slot machines at the casino too.
Yes, dude. I'm telling you. The only reason I'm winning now is because I've been attached to you. And I didn't even attach myself. You brought me with you. You brought me into the light. And here I am following the anointed luck guy.
Well, I appreciate that. I probably have a couple other wins under my belt, but... I'm not sure right now. I do want to say, well, maybe on that, like, we're definitely lucky to have some solid patrons. So if you were a patron all of last year, seriously, thank you so much. This podcast is super fun for me and Niles to do and just like have an outlet to talk about running because I'm obviously really into it. Niles is really into it. He just like comes across like he's not. Ebb and flow. He's surfing the wave of running, but like he's faster than he looks. Don't worry. But yeah, so if you're a patron for 2021, like we seriously thank you for that. And if you're continuing to be a patron this year, I do want to make some content, like hopefully specifically for Patreon. Or maybe do video podcast that's just, we post it on Patreon. If people want to see our dumb faces react. Or Niles is sitting here with his shirt off. So that's, I mean, like, that's kind of sweet.
If you're into that. Usually do this with my shirt off. My shirt off
Because you live in SoCal.
My shirt off is a lot. No. What am I? No, my shirt is off a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not because my bod is lit. It's because I just always have my shirt off.
Dude. Yeah, we
honestly
talk
this
about,
morning
like,
it's because Town spat up all over me. I had a sweatshirt on and Town's just projectile
so
spat up all over it, so I just took it off and I just haven't put a shirt back on since.
Dude, that's so dad. The other night,
and it's
Barry
also so that Sarah
spit up
you
in
know,
bed. I had to change a sheet. Whoa. It was all messy.
Dude, yeah, poop on the bed's worse. I literally don't change Town's poop on the bed just because it's not worth it.
You don't change his diaper when he's up on the bed. You're saying?
Yeah, or, like the only time he's allowed on the bed naked is after a tub because I know he peed all up in that thing.
Has he pooped in the tub yet?
Oh, of course, dude. Just laying logs. You're like, frick. And then you pull them out and you gotta spray it down with all the bleach stuff.
Do you remember, this is probably TMI, and if our wives listen, I'm sorry, but the first time you visited here when you met Barry, Barry and Luca took a bath together when Barry was literally like, what, 3 or 4 months old? And she pooped in the tub with Luca. Your daughter.
I don't remember that.
That was her first time pooping in the tub, and we were like,
Yeah, you're just freaking out. That's so funny.
Yeah. But no, if you back to Patreon, thank you so much. And if you're continuing to be a patron this year, seriously, thank you. For everyone who has used our BPN link too, thank you so much. We've seen a little bit of affiliate kickback from that, which is awesome. I am planning to buy some protein. I've been doing a lot of smoothies, so I need to re-up on my protein and the greens. Those are kind of my two favorites. They also
the
just came out
I
with
love.
A
f- I yeah, love the greens.
Dude, they came out with a bar. I don't know much about it. They're not telling us to like talk about it, but naturally I will because we have a link with them or whatever. But their bar, I think it's called the Field Bar. It's just like a granola bar that has like good stuff in it. So I do want to buy that myself and try out that. But yeah, so just a thank you for the beginning of the year. And what do we got in store for the pod this year? Anything?
Well, apparently we're going to Sweden and now I'm training. Well, so in my mind, I thought my foot had a fracture. So I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do my race because I'll be
April
6 weeks
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
I still don't know when I'm going to be running again, but I should hear from my doctor this week, get some time, and then I need to buy some new shoes. So that's a thing. But now we're getting shoes. So I don't really know.
We should be getting shoes.
I just need to go run in the trail, boys. The problem with the trail is you can't do dad hours. So that's why I haven't been running as many trails. I've been running like basically hills, but on the road.
Dude, you can with a headlamp.
I know, but there's so many mountain lions. So I am a little spooked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're very attracted to the light. Because imagine a cat when you have like a laser pointer. It's like,
like
the most enticing thing you can do is bounce a light.
I heard from some guys that run around here, at least like the bigger cougars, if you have a light on the back of your head, like a red, they don't actually like that, or they like see it but stay away. And also if you put sunglasses on the back of your head, they like are freaked out by that too. Little tricks.
Yeah.
But or little tricks just, before you get eaten.
Yeah, before you get pounced on by a 300-pound cat. But yeah, really I just need to get the bougie boys back out. Break those bad boys in and run in them.
What I think is so funny too is like last year, like when we first started the pod, we talked about Hoka so much and we were like, dude, we got to get Hoka to sponsor the podcast. And like, we didn't really try that. We didn't really message anyone.
We didn't try at all. We didn't even.
We didn't do anything. Just tagged some of them. Whatever. Anyways, I think it's hilarious now that this year we technically have a sponsor. Like, just because we won a contest, like anyone could, but we got it. And now we are like, I'll tag Kraft now in like all our posts, which is hilarious.
Well, I'm curious if they like listened.
Dude,
to the pot, you know, I guess it's like, why did we win? You know, and is it because of that? Like, is this because it's like in my
there
mind, I'm like
3,000 comments on their post.
That's crazy.
Like, I have no idea how we won, but it, I don't know. It's what's fun. Maybe they looked at our profiles and they're like, yeah, hey, these guys seem half normal and like we have to deal with them for a year. Like, they seem right. cool. Right. Dude, they seem really sick. Like,
yeah. But I'm just excited because it's just like now we know we're gonna know people at a running brand, which is awesome. You know, like that's awesome. For we could try to do like an extra giveaway. Like we can give away some of the stuff that we get because it's like
ask
them to do more giveaways and like maybe we try to hook up our patrons with a discount code. I don't know.
Maybe they did look at all that because they're like, oh, these guys have a podcast and now we can get some like leverage from them too, which is honestly fine. Like I don't care.
I'm
like, that's
super
the sickest
keen on
thing
that.
Ever.
I mean,
win-win.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, we don't see this as like a business. We see this as like a fun thing to do. And
absolutely.
Honestly, we have been thinking more about like, how can we help stoke out our listeners more? And it's like, okay, let's do more on Patreon. If we can get a discount code, if we can do giveaways, like that stuff's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. If you guys do comment, like if you want to see anything specific or have us, we'll do a Q&A probably next, for the new year, probably next week or two's episode. But if you do have any like specific things you want, our DMs are pretty open.
They're pretty open. They're just like pretty open.
Yeah. Like for most, like,
how do you make your DMs completely open? Because I get so many DMs in my personal account that just go to like a
whoa,
like
flexing,
unknown,
dude. Okay.
Yeah. So,
so
just
many.
Like that. Well, no, but they're like over the years. And it's like they go to like my non.
Yeah. The unlisted
I don't see the notification.
Area.
Yes. How do I get them all to go to the same place?
I think it's under privacy. I don't know. Now we sound like actual dads.
I know.
There's like a settings tab and the privacy button.
Yeah. I think the most dad thing about me now is I just hate TikTok and I hate the dancing.
Do you hate TikTok?
I just think the dancing and the reels, it just like drives me crazy. Everyone does the exact same thing. It's like you'll like scroll through the video and right now everyone's doing the like, if you count to 20, it sounds like you're rapping.
Oh, you're rapping.
Like,
yeah.
And it's just like, it's so dumb. The only one that's funny is the the one I was telling you about the other day, like still a piece of garbage.
Yeah, send me one of those. The funny thing is, like, out of most social medias, I don't open TikTok very often, but when I do, I laugh the most typically. So I don't know if there's some type of metric there of like how much I laugh, but dude, I crack up.
I don't open TikTok. Okay, let me see. Still a piece of garbage.
I messaged.
Oh, hi. Thanks for checking in. I'm still a piece of garbage.
That little melody is amazing.
Oh, hi. Thanks for checking in. I'm still a piece of garbage.
That's so dumb, dude.
But really what it is, the reels that I like, this is, I don't know why we're on this tangent, but the reels that I like are the ones that don't take themselves too seriously. And virtually everyone on TikTok and Instagram reels is like all like very take themselves seriously. It's like, look at me, I'm pretty, I'm dancing. And everyone's horrible at dancing, obviously.
Okay, talking about phones real quick, I just want to give a shout out to a filmmaking buddy that we've met a while ago, but you know John Simo?
Yes.
Neon Demon Studios, yep. Up in Canada. I thought he had a really good post, I think just yesterday, about phone habits. I just wanted to read them, okay?
Wow.
So I'm going to try to implement.
This is going to be convicting, isn't
it? No, it's more encouraging, I think. Like, if you want to get off your phone a little more, and I feel like as dads and no time, I've been trying to do a couple of these. But anyways, the first one I thought was really good. It was, I will not engage with my phone when I'm in motion. This means walking, driving, or on a bike. If you need to use your phone, you will fully stop moving, check it, and only resume motion once your phone's put away. I'm like, that's a pretty cool concept.
Right. I'm an on-the-go phone guy. Like,
totally.
For
just
sure.
Like, you're basically utilizing all your time to the max kind of thing.
Interesting.
So I'm going to try to do that. Number two, I've been trying to do, but it's I will not check my phone for the first and last hour of the day unless it's an emergency. That's definitely been true for me in the mornings. I've been doing no phone for almost the first hour, except for an emergency like this morning when we won the craft contest. I won't use my phone in the bathroom. I haven't been doing that. I don't spend a lot of time in the bathroom. And I intentionally try to leave my phone out. Number four is I won't have my phone out when spending time with friends or loved ones.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty good.
I've heard that phone on the table, like putting your phone on the table while you're hanging out with people is actually like increases stress or something. It's kind of like, you know how you sit down for dinner and you like put your phone on the table?
And like, everyone's phone's just up there?
Yeah. It's kind of
I hate that.
It's like put them away.
Yeah, I've actually thought about that unintentionally. It's like, why do we have these devices that are just like right up here next to like what we're eating or talking about? Or yeah, you kind of think, are they going to get a text and then look at that? Right. Yeah, that does make stress. So anyways, I want my phone out at all. And then number five was I'll turn off notifications and keep my phone in do not disturb as much as I possibly can. So there's a couple cool rules in there. But anyways, shout out John, trying to make better habits for 2022. And yeah, dude. Anyways, I feel like we could wrap this up. Good first step back with some big news, some thanks. And we're both... I'm not saying I'm injured by any means, but like I have got a little,
right.
That's a good word.
Right now, I am injured. A little bump. I couldn't walk for 4 days. And now I'm just.
You
like,
went to the doctor.
I went to the doctor. Yeah. I got prescribed naproxen, which is like a higher dose ibuprofen for the pain. Mm-hmm. Pretty nice, honestly.
Be careful, bro.
No, but it's not like the Oxycontin or hydrocodone or any of those gnarly ones. Praise the Lord, because
I think there's like a documentary about that family who invented Oxy.
There's a show on Hulu, Dope Sick.
It's really
good. Yes, I watched it.
Okay, Dope Sick. I need to watch
Dope Sick. Sounds like a trendy Gen Z term, but Dope Sick is actually the term for when you're coming down off of your addiction. You're like basically and you're going through withdrawal and you feel sick. It's called Dope Sick.
Jeez.
But it's a really good show. It's kind of depressing, but also really good. I like those kind of shows that are a little dark. So, last thing before we go. Do you have any New Year's resies?
I was going to ask you that, but
I don't.
Honestly, no.
I'm going to run 1,000 miles again this year.
Nice. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go. You love cutting me off. It's fine.
I do. And... I'm probably just a little on edge because we're pro athletes.
Because you're a pro now?
Yeah, I'm an elite. 1,000 miles. You hit that last year, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, go.
No, you can talk on it. I was going to say my mileage goal last year was I bumped it to 2,000, which is an insane jump from the previous year. I hit 1,000 with you on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. The next, I hit 1,940. I missed about 60 miles to 2K last year, but I honestly ran a lot. And during the holidays, I was like, I'm not prioritizing running 2 hours a day every day to just hit an arbitrary number. I was like, I'm over it.
That's fair.
So I got close, but I think actually this year, I'm going to bump it back to 1,500 miles. And kind of like you said, maybe run them with a little more intent, not just I just want to run for... Dude, I'm having a lot of fun with it. And I think this year I had a lot of fun with it. So kind of whatever happens, happens. But I don't want to over-prioritize it from family and work. So maybe work, but...
Right,
because I'm sponsored now.
I think for me, it's just like... I was really good at forcing myself to run. But I think that only works for so long. If that makes sense. If you're constantly dragging yourself out, it can lead to just a good behavioral change where you're doing it a lot. But I think when you're constantly doing that because you don't have time, or if you're constantly dragging yourself out, but it's a time issue, not a laziness issue. Because it's like when you're a dad, you work, you want to be a good husband, you have all these things that take your time. It's not like, I guess in my mind, I just told myself I was being lazy if I didn't run. But really what I was doing is just prioritizing other people. And
you said... There is a point of how good you feel after dragging yourself out, which I still keep that in the back of my mind. Check my attitude. Am I being maybe I actually should go for a run? There's something.
Am I being a little B? Am I being a little B word? Or am I just prioritizing my family and my wife and my job and my friends and Jesus? I don't know. Even going to church, just spending more time reading the Bible. It's like I ran infinitely more hours than I read my Bible last year.
For sure. Yeah. But trying to figure it all out. And I think that's good. But priorities for this year or resolutions, I definitely don't have any resolutions. But if I was to pick one, it is to eat healthier. Mm-hmm. Trying to do more just natural good food, whether if it's meat, it's going to be organic meat. or and probably a little bit less so that when I pay for that meat, it'll be cheaper. But we have a running cookbook that I got. Shout out to my brother. He got it for me for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, just kind of looking at, and we got a Vitamix, so doing smoothies and trying to like make our own oat milk and stuff. Like
that's cool.
Trust me, I'm a huge snacker. I eat junk food a lot, and I don't think that will go away. But my main meals, I want them to be like solid. Yeah, that's kind of it.
Right. Yeah, I just love eating bad so bad much. I just love eating. It's just like I want to go to Chick-fil-A and like eat dessert, and I don't know. I'm just so bad with
really?
That. Oh yeah. I want to let myself indulge, but I also want to take care of my body.
Same. Dude, the thing is though, when you actually, I mean, it takes, again, it's another time thing because it's a priority, but when you make the food with good ingredients, the taste is insane. It's always 10 times better than like something from the freezer or like cheaper. It's crazy how good it is. But all that to say, it is what it is. It might not be a big thing. It might be just something fun I experiment with. But yeah, maybe our other resolution is to keep it up with the pod and actually make some more content because I would like to. I think we'll be together a little bit more this year. Our jobs at work shifted just enough where we'll actually be back on the same team, which is sweet.
So
trip-wise, we can snag some runs or take some
more. Your boys are back.
Video. Yeah. So that's honestly, this year is set up to be a really good year if I'm just letting it out right now. I think it is going to be a good
year. We have a lot
year.
Changing at work. So if you're a Moment fan too, you heard it here first. A lot of fun stuff is happening with Moment. So we'll be in touch about that as well. We don't really talk about our jobs here, but it's just that's how we met.
I think we will eventually. I really do. Maybe when this change happens next month, we can talk a little bit more about it if people actually care. I feel like people do. Yeah. Okay, well, everybody, I hope let us know what your goals are, maybe running related, on Instagram, I guess. We're curious. Maybe we'll shout them out, too. I'll do a post where we ask what your goals are, and then if you guys want to comment, maybe we'll read them off on the next pod.
Perfect. All right, y'all. Cool, dude. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right. Peace.